We are we're beginning Perek Hey in Tomer Dvora, and we're speaking about the Midah of Chesed, and here in Tomer Dvora, it's Keta Yagil HaAdam Atma B'Midah HaChesed. Has a person tap into that Midah of Chesed? What exactly does it look like? So we'll try to explain a little bit what he says in the beginning, and I think it's in a lot of important yesodos here. Ikir Knisas HaAdam El Sod HaChesed. The best way that a person can enter into the world of Chesed. Who le'ehov es Hashem tachlis ahava? It begins by having a real ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem is the starting point by which a person can enter that world of Chesed. Shelo yaniach avodaso l'shum siba mibnei she'ein davar ne'ehov etzlo klal le'erech ahavaso yisvarach. The ahavas Hashem is so overpowering. The ahavas Hashem is so strong and so great that there is nothing else in the world that registers or that's going to take away from my sense of Avas Hashem. Ulaze yisakein tchilas tzarchi avodaso, v'achar kach hamoser yihye l'shar tzrachim. My first priority is Torah mitzvos and Avas Hashem. Once I've engaged in Avas Hashem, so then once I've engaged in those things that my avoda, that are a result of my ava demands, then I have time for everything else. And this Avas Hashem I should have should be so great. If I get great things, I love you. I should even be thrilled and happy if that which I get is not good. I should still have Avas Hashem. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Perek Chav Zayin, Emanim Pitzei Ohev, Uksiv Bechol Me'odecha, Perish Bechol Midah V'Midah. That in order to tap into the Midah of Chesed, a person has to be able to appreciate the Ahava, which is there, the Ahava for Hashem, which is so strong there no matter what. Behainu Midas Nacham Ish Gamzu Shaya Omer Gamzu Letova. And that's the Midah of Nacham Ish Gamzu, to always say, this is all good. Ratza Lekasra Tamid Bitzad HaChesed HaNikra Tov. He wants to always be tapped into that Midah, which is called the Midah of Good. Okay. Let's unpackage things a little bit, in ways that hopefully can be helpful. Step one, the link between Chesed and Ahava is a link which is actually, I think, fairly intuitive. That which you love more, we like to do Chesed for. Chesed means, on one level, so Chesed has two primary definitions when we say the word Chesed. One meaning of Chesed, this is something that's far and point out, is Chesed that I'm doing something good for you. When we say chesed, what's he doing this summer? He's doing chesed this summer. What we typically mean is he's going to be giving over to help improve someone else's experience. That's chesed. In Chazal, the word chesed can also mean chasidus, a certain level of piety. The Gemara's Masechet Bava Metzia going lifnim mishuris hadin. When someone is doing chesed this summer, the general understanding is not that he's going to be mekayim lots of lifnim mishuris hadin chumras. It usually means he's going to be giving over and compassionate, you know, to other kinds of people. But both of those are interpretations of the word chesed. Both of those are part of what chesed means. Chesed is something which is overflowing. Chesed is something which generates from a certain kind of love. And in many ways, the ahava leads to both kinds of chesed. The ahava of others, which lead me to want to take care of other people, to do what I can to support, to provide, is also the kind of ahava that wants me to go lifnim mishuris hadin, above and beyond just what I have to do. That to follow the letter of the law, so if I have yira, so I want to do exactly what I have to require. So maybe as Ibn Yonah says, I'll be a little bit machmir sometimes to make sure I fulfill everything that I have to require. But what's going to really push me for more is that midah of ahava. That ahava very much is tied to a midah of chesed. Tied to a midah of chesed. But the Ramah goes one step further in a way which I think is really important, which is that this midah of ahava is very intense. And it's all-inclusive. The Ahava that I have for Ribbono Shel Olam is so great. It's so powerful. This line, Shelo yaniach avodaso l'shum siba, nothing else matters. B'mnei she'ein davar nehav etzlo klal le'orech ahavaso yisbarach. Other things don't register compared to my Ahavas Hashem. It is the ultimate Ahava. That's in many ways what we say in Kriyat Shema, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nashcha b'chol me'odecha, that our love of Ribbono Shel Olam is multifaceted, and it is incredibly intense. Incredibly intense. That means that we're going to be, part of Avas Hashem is going to be Mesiris Nefesh, a person willing to give their life for Avas Hashem. It means a person giving their money for Avas Hashem. It means no matter what happens, that Avas Hashem is there, in a way which is all-inclusive, and a way which is which is, again, very, 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 very intense. As the Ramban writes there in that pasuk, that a person should be mukhan limsor nafsho elav yisbarach. I love Hashem so much, I'm willing to give my everything for Hashem yisbarach. I'm willing to die for God in a way that stems from a degree of love. Mammon, as the Gemara says in Masechet Brachos, that people who value their money more than themselves, my money also goes to Ribono Shel Olam, that everything I do, I want to be able to accomplish. That midah of ahava and that midah of chesed comes most explicitly in the character of Avram Avinu. That Avram Avinu, in terms of his nisyonos, so Avram was a person that had to, as a result of his ahava, that's the primary midah. Meaning, even when post the Akedah, the Ribono Shel Olam says, Ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata, now I know, Avram, that you have yiras Hashem. So many mefarshim point out that the reason why it says, Ata yadati of yiras Hashem, is I already knew you had ahava. Ahava was your midah the entire time. That I knew you had ahava. And the Rambam, I think, in Mor Nebucham, Rabbi Bechai, point out that even in the Akedah, it wasn't just the yirah that motivated the Akedah, there was an ahava also. There was an extra chiddush maybe about the yirah, but the ahava was always present. And the ahava Hashem was so great that it trumped, in looking at Avram's life and his asara nisyonos, so many of the things he was willing to go through, to travel to a different place, to make monetary sacrifices, to be the kind of person that was going to risk life, to potentially even kill his son as part of the Akedah, which is stemming from an element of the Akedah. Says Rabbeinu Bechai there in Bereishis, V'da ki nisayon ha'akedah, and many of them farshim here, the notes here, and some of them are fantastic. Ki nisayon ha'akedah hayal lefarsim ba'amim, gadol chiyev ha'yira v'ha'ava. Part of the Akedah was to show the extent which I fear Hashem, and I love Hashem. Ki ava al shlosha chalakim, there are three components of love. Ha'echad, I love the king, because I love the king so much, I want to do what I can to praise the king, but I'm not going to spend money for it. The second one is where I don't just praise the king, but I also give my money to the king. I give my money out of a sense of love, is also, but I'm not willing to die for it. And the highest madrig is a person that's willing to die for it. Avraham Avinu was a person who was shalem in all of these things. He praised Hashem Yisbarach, he was willing to give his money to those that were poor, and he was willing for Avas Hashem to go into the kishon ha'esh, and eventually also the midah of the even by the Akedah itself, that level which trumps everything. And that's Rabbeinu Bechai. Avraham Avinu was willing, his Ava Hashem trumped even his Ava of Yitzchak, to the extent to which he was willing to give it. That's how great it was. His love was so overpowering. It was so overpowering. That idea, Derech Agav, is a very scary idea, and the world doesn't like talking about it that much. Because we like talking about ideas that relate to balance, and we like talking about ideas that relate to being tempered, and to have competing values, and making sure that we're all in a good place, that no one's doing it. Avas Hashem, says the Tumas Dvorah here, is something which is so all-intensive. It's something which is so overpowering, so overwhelming, when the Avas Hashem is done correctly, when the Avas Hashem is done right. That's a midah which is, it's wildly, wildly overpowering. Wildly overpowering.
What should drive our avos?
Okay, we'll get there in a second. I hope to get there. Not now, we'll. The next piece in Tomer Dvorah, this is the third piece, I hope we can sort of get there a little bit. The next piece, the ava is supposed to be an ava, which is whether I get good things or I don't get good things. What's the pshat in that kind of an ava with whether I get good things or don't get good things? So that's the Ramchal, Masih Shar, and Parakeet Tess elaborates upon. That's the difference, as Chazal speak about, between an ava tluya bedavar and an ava she'ina tluya bedavar. If I only love the Ribono Shel Olam because the Ribono Shel Olam does good for me, that's a lower level of ava. It's a form of ava, but if I only love this person because they give me presents, that's not deep ava. The deeper ava is an ava she'ina tluya bedavar. It's an ava which is present no matter what. It should become, in the way the Ramchal explains it, it should become like the natural love that exists in certain relationships. In healthy parent-child dynamics, there's a natural love, let's say, that a parent has for a child or a child has for a parent. Sometimes it's like a natural kind of an ava, which is not based solely on what did they do for me recently. Like, I'm not keeping score in that sense. The ava is just there. Doesn't mean it won't be more challenging in certain circumstances, but there is this little bit of an element of an ava, she'ena tluy bedavar, an ava that I'm willing to accept whatever happens to come my way. There's an additional kinature, they point out, in an amazing ha'ara of the Gra in Mishlei, in that pasuk in Perikov Zayin Pasukei, where ne'emanim pitzei ohev, where I love the wounds of the lover. I love the wounds I get from the person I love. Why is that the case? Why do you like getting beaten up by somebody who happens to love you? Like, what exactly is the pshat? So the Gra writes as follows. Tova tochacha megula me'ava mesuteres. I'd rather explicit tochacha, explicit rebuke, from a hidden kind of love. Why is that so? Ki hamochicho begolei mistama oavo yoser. If I'm open with someone and I'm honest with them and I tell them what I think they have to really work on, that is a greater form of affinity and love than trying to keep the person happy. Yoser misha mochicho beseiser. The more that you're willing to be open with someone and to tell them sometimes that which they don't want to hear, the more that it shows I actually care about that person. Giving negative feedback sometimes, I had a conversation with someone this week. It was a conversation where it was like the entire conversation was me Etzem saying things that they didn't want to hear. They wanted the conversation to go in one direction and I wasn't going to let it go in that direction. I didn't think that was the direction, you know, to go in. And you feel it sometimes in a conversation. Like, there's a question, they wanted the answer to be A, and I'm like, I'm just going to tell you my own take on it. Do what you want. Personally, I'm more in the camp of B. You know, and like, whatever it be. I believe that in that conversation, it runs the risk of experiencing it as if, oh my gosh, this guy doesn't care about me. This guy doesn't care about me at all. But the MS is that that's actually not true. And the MS is that somebody, it doesn't mean that you have to go around always telling them what they don't want to hear. That sometimes is you're just a jerk and sensitive and often wrong. But it means that in the right conversations at times, to be able to communicate to someone something which is real, something which is substantive, something which is really powerful in a way in which here you're saying, I deeply care about you. And because I deeply care about you, so this is the message, so that's part of the avas Hashem you have when things aren't going your way. It's not just ava tluya, ava she'ena tluya bedavar, but you could identify within elements of the hardship. This is a very high level kind of amida to identify within elements of the hardship, the avas Hashem, which motivates that. Because Rav Moshe Shalom cares, so here's the wake-up call, here's the tocha, something's not going the way it's supposed to go. Something isn't what it is supposed to be. And when that's there, the proper perspective, the Gra, it's like, Rachmana Litzlan, a doctor has to amputate a limb. It's not coming because the doctor is a masochist and the doctor decides he wants to hurt you. It's because it reflects an element of care and concern, albeit unpleasant in the short term. And that's part of the capacity to have an element of Av Hashem. Adarabi Yosef al Havasa Oso. If I know whatever God does, it's because He wants, it's in my best interest. So even the Yisurin can on some level become, this is in my best interest, and look how much He cares about me. That just leaves me alone. It's like the Vort they quote from different tzaddikim. Mayor Parmishlan, maybe they say the Vort. We've all heard the Vort, even though we don't know who originally said it. But that's the pshat in the Nachash's Onesh, in Parshas Bereishis. The Nachash that is, you know, you'll have all the food you want. You'll be there on the floor and just do your own thing. Don't worry about Nachash, like you're all good. Farshim wonder, if he eats dirt, if he eats dust, so he'll be covered. There's always food available for a snake. And the point is, there is always available. But that's because Baruch Hu's statement, if I don't care about you. Here's your food, just go do your own thing. There's no desire for a meaningful and real relationship. And part of the meaningful, good relationship, which has Ava and comes with expectations, is that whatever Baruch Hu does is a certain kind of Ava which I'm going to be able to tap into, which I'm going to be able to experience. It's a very powerful, powerful kind of an Ava, which I think is very, very real, and which I think is very, very important. How does a person tap into an element of this Ava? There's a lot to be said about it. I want to share with you one Mahalach right now. It's a Mahalach that Rav Goldberg in the Ha'aretz, Vata B'drachav, and Tomer Dvorah, the great Tel B'Shiva, has a Mahalach in. It's not the only Mahalach, nor can I say it will resonate the same way for everyone, but it's a particular Mahalach which I happen to think is interesting. Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Al Kein Alimos Ahivucha, says the Medrash the following idea. Vafilu umas ha'olam makirim b'chachma uvina uvedeya uvasecha magiyam legufa shel Torah, hayu ohavim oscha ava gemura, ben kishu tov ben kishu ra, that a person who's able to get to the point where they reach what's called gufa shel Torah, so they're going to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, real ava, whether good or bad happens. If Adam Veloshana Adnayim Bechutzam, if a person's able to learn a little bit, if a person's there but they're not really learning, they're not going to be really in. Shana Velokara, if I learn a little bit but not a ton, also I'm not all the way in. Kara Veshana Veloshimish Tamid Chamim, if I learn, I chazer, I do a good job, but I haven't been Mishamish Tamid Chamim. So again, Doma Lemisha Neelmu Mimenu Sisrei Torah. That person is as if the Sisrei Torah hidden from him, like the Gemara and Sota on Chav Beis, the Gemara and Bracha 7th Parak, who's Nama Aretz? I feel a car of the Shemesh Ben Chaman, the person's Nama Aretz. Shemesh Ben Chaman is part of a necessary character trait to be able to tap into things. Aval. Adam Kara Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, Mishana Mishnah Medrash Halachas Vagados, Vishimish Tamil Yisei Chaman. Afilu meis alav o neharag alav. A person whose mom is fully engaged in Talmud Torah, says the Medrash, they're all in, and they're mishamish tamid chamim, they're all in. That person, afilu meis alav o neharag alav. Even if there's death present, harehi besimcha leolam. That person's always tapping into a certain element of simcha. Okay, easier said than done. What's going on here? So we have the following mahalach in this Medrash. Ubir hadvarim nirasha derech la'gili de'avas ha'kash baruch hu, hu al yedei limud torasa ha'kadosha. The way that a person is able to attain and to reach a certain level of Avas Hashem is through Torah. So it says the Medrash here, Al Kain Alimos Ahivucha, that the way that a person gets Ahava Gemura is when you're Nichnas Legufa Shel Torah. That the Gufa Shel Torah gives a person the opportunity to understand real Avas HaTorah, Dafka through Talmud Torah. What's called Gufa Shel Torah? What's the kind of Torah which generates a certain kind of Chesed and a certain kind of Ahava? What is that? So he quotes from the Telzer, he quotes from his, I think it's from a Blei Blach, the Telzer Shiva, in a Maimer called Gufishal Torah. Sha Torah Kula, the Torah has a lot of different levels of Torah. All the stories of Torah, all the external sort of things that took place, that's a certain kind of like levush that's hiding the deeper parts of Torah. Gufishal Torah is that a person isn't just satisfied with the external, superficial understanding of Torah, but they want to understand things in a much deeper way. And the person that's able to delve deeper into Torah will then be able to appreciate in a better way a certain kind of Avas Hashem. Why is that so? So I'll make a very quick suggestion. You can take it or leave it. Maybe we'll as Hashem, a couple weeks when we pick up, we'll pick up from here. But I think for the following idea. The way that we get to know the Ribbono Shel Olam is Derech Torah. I can't know God, I can know God's Torah. The more that my knowledge of God is superficial, it is a very meaningless and superficial kind of love if the only thing I know are certain external trappings. If a person's falling in love with a girl and he finds her to be very beautiful externally and he has a good first date with her, that's a very shallow kind of real love. Real love comes when you get to know someone in a very, very deep way. The more I get to know them, the more I get to understand them, the more I appreciate them, the more I appreciate the way they work, and the more I'm able to develop a very meaningful relationship. To develop healthy and real Avas Hashem requires a capacity to enter into the world of Torah in a deep, meaningful, and sophisticated way. The more that I can understand the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Ribbono Shel Olam Kibyachol's outlook on this world, to get the Ribbono Shel Olam well, the more I can develop a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is deeper. And I'll know the way the Ribbono Shel Olam works. And even when I get the Yisurin described by the Gra earlier, I'll properly contextualize it, because I know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu really works. I know the way their world really works. And Shemesh Tamei Chamim is seeing the people who understand that, who interact with that, who live their lives with the Ahava that comes from intimately knowing and having a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the model that I could embrace, develop in a further way, authentic Avas Hashem by that kind of a perspective. So Avas Hashem is intense, it is all inclusive. More than that, it's present at all times. Tluya b'davar, ain't a tluya b'davar, ain't a tluya b'davar. We embrace it no matter what. Ne'eman and pitzei ohev. We're able to appreciate even some of the tzaris sometimes. We try in our own level to appreciate how even that comes from the love of the Ribbono Shel Olam and the capacity to say gamzu l'tova, not because it feels all good, but it's all part of something which ultimately is good. Shkayach, have a wonderful rest of your.